Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
S3C Live featuring Arjo Bilankulu with All For You takes us to 17 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And been having a couple of these really, really interesting interviews lately. It is, of course, the period where we draw closer to the finale of the Pitch Your Business competition. Now, the top 20 participants in the Pitch Your Business competition have been selected. Congratulations to them for getting this far. They'll continue to compete for a chance to walk away with marketing exposure worth hundreds of thousands of rands and an in-depth mentorship program by the Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science. The participants are currently being taught how to compile an effective business pitch. Following the current phase, the top six will be selected and advanced to the finale event, which is taking place on the 12th of November at the Northwest University Vanderbilt Park campus, where they'll compete for the top three spots. Now, I have just lost my guest, but I have a guest that I'm bringing on board shortly, just for you, by the name of John Kakanda, who is part of the top 20. And he's just going to take us through his journey and what it really means for him to have come this far in the competition. So stick around for that conversation shortly.
Touch your neighbor, say neighbor. Say neighbor, I know there are some things that are trying to disturb me, but forward I go. Forward I go.
Okay, tell neighbor, we'll be back. So Ronnie Butler, I'll play you straight after this conversation. And on the line with me, I've got John Kakanda. Good afternoon, John, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you, John?
I'm good, good. And how are you?
I'm good. I was still doing my introduction there, and the next thing I saw, you were gone.
Internet issues.
Okay, so let's get it going before the internet kicks us out again. So, John, can you please introduce yourself and give us a brief overview of your experience of the competition so far?
My name is John Kakandelwa. I'm from Zambia. Mm-hmm. I'm based in Livingstone, the home of Victoria Falls. The competition itself, I think to me, is one of the greatest opportunities that I've ever had, because I'd like to mention that it is actually my first time to participate in this competition. Mm-hmm. And also into some competition to do with business. I think it has really helped me a lot, and I've gained a lot of knowledge in terms of how to put the idea together. Mm. And I can mention to you that first it was like I just had this idea, but this competition really helped me to put my ideas together. Mm. And also have a clear focus of what I want to do.
Okay. Now, what were the most valuable insights you gained from the idea to concept development training, John?
Yes. When it comes to pitching, when it comes to how do you present your business to investors, and how do you bring in your customers together, I think for me it really opened me. Like I learned that I knew who my customers are. Mm. Because generally it was just like, I want to do business, but I don't know who my customers are. Mm. But now this time around, I'm sure and I know who are the customers of this business that I'm going to do. Mm. And also it opened me in terms of knowing how to solve problems in the community. And as you solve that problem, people will bring in money because you are solving their problem. Mm. So it's something that helped me a lot, and I really appreciate.
Wow. Now, the business model, Canvas is a powerful tool for mapping out the key actors, activities, and resources of any business. What key takeaways did you get from working with this model? And would you say it's easy to apply?
Yes, it's very easy to apply because we were learning at our own pace. Like, you're given everything, materials, and it's well simplified that you're able to understand. You are able to play the videos as many times as you want. Mm. Where you don't understand, you're able to go back, then you listen, you do. So it's very much simplified to a level whereby even someone who doesn't know how to do business can learn from it. Like, they have simplified it. Mm. The learning is very much simplified, the explanation. Yes, after the presentation of the video, there are some summaries. You go back again. You learn. They'll summarize what you learned. So it was very, very much educative and very much simplified to the level whereby you can see that this is a great resource. I can imagine if this was like you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was going to manage. But what I've gained is quite a lot, and just the knowledge itself for me is really enough. It's something that I feel empowered. Mm. I feel empowered about this, and it's something that is going to stay with me, and something that no one can get it from me, because I've been empowered, and I feel something that I'm going to use, and for my benefit, and also for the benefit of other people in the community.
Wow. John, as an entrepreneur, what would you say are some of significant challenges or even obstacles that you've had to confront in your journey so far, and how have you been able to overcome them?
So being an entrepreneur and being someone who is new in the game, I think most of the challenges is to find people willing to spare their time to teach you how to put in your business ideas together, how to put in the documents together, how to solve Canva, the blueprint of the business, how to pitch your business to investors. I think that is one of the challenges that we as an entrepreneurs face, because you can have an idea that you want to start business, but if you don't know how to put your business in order so that your business can attract customers and also your business can attract investors, it will be a sheer waste of time. And having someone to teach you, like the way we learned in this, I think it was great. That was very much good. So the challenges that we face as entrepreneurs mostly are startup capitals.
Okay.
You can have an idea, but you don't have a startup capital to do your business. So that is one of the challenges that we face. So the idea, having someone to help you in business, and also having a startup to start your business, I think that is some challenges that we entrepreneurs face.
Oh, wow. Once again, John, congratulations on your progress in the Pitch Your Business competition thus far. How confident are you about advancing to the top six and ultimately winning this competition?
Yeah, I'm very much confident. Mm-hmm. But for me, already I feel that I've gained a lot of knowledge. And for me, any feedback that I'll get from this competition, I think for me, it's going to be a learning point. I've tried at many times to apply for several entrepreneurship competitions like this one. I've received a lot of no's. No, unfortunately, we are not able to pick you. Unfortunately. And that made me strong to say, okay, I think there's somewhere where I'm not doing well.
Yeah.
So if I receive a lot of no's, that is an indication to say, I still need to improve. But I'm confident that this competition is going to take me to the next level, and the judges and everyone who's there knows who has presented the best. So it's up to you. It depends on the effort that I was putting in. So for me, if I win it, it's a surprise, and I'll be very happy. And I think it's going to help me move my idea to the next level, because even from the start, when I was starting the business, like this business idea, I had a lot of doubts. I tried to share it with people. I said, no, I'm planning to do this and this. Someone will tell you that, no, but your idea is good, but where are you going to do this? Where are you going to get someone to teach you? Where are you going to get money? So you get discouraged. So, but this, just the training itself is an empowerment, because I have all the materials with me. If I've not done well, I'm able to start from the one up to the end of the training and improve myself.
Wow. Now, John, in your opinion, what gives you the biggest advantage?
The biggest advantage is my business idea.
Okay. Love
it's that. It's a new concept. It's a new concept. It's a very good concept. And it's very unique. And especially in Africa, it's a very new concept. We are trying to use our own local resources that we have, like indigenous resources, our own vegetables, our own fruits, make them into something. We are talking about value addition.
Wow.
So if people know, because my concept is something that people are able to replicate. People are able to do it from anywhere. And when people replicate this idea, it's going to save a lot of people, and it's going to bring income in a lot of families. And it's going to help a lot of people actually gain something from this concept. It's not only, it's not my business alone, but this is something that is going to help even other people in the community. Someone is able to get the concept and replicate the idea. So it's the business that is here to serve other people as well, not only me as the founder of the concept.
So, John, tell me, what would winning this Pitch Your Business competition mean for you and your business?
This is going to mean a lot for me, because this idea, I can tell you that it's something that I saw when I was 7 years old. And I was asking myself, why is this not happening now? We used to enjoy this product, but now no one is making it. I tried to search for the product on the internet. It's not there. It's only in one of the countries in India, but it is very expensive. But in my country where I'm staying, we have a lot of raw materials for that product. And why not make the product out of this? Because people only use this product in the same different way. But why not use this product in a different way? So my product is energy saving, time saving product. So it's really a good product, and it's something that is going to be new on the market, and something that when you take it, I think it's something that people are going to like.
Wow. And how do you envision the prize impacting your growth and development?
Not knowing. No, you know, this speech competition, it was very much flexible, and we don't even know what kind of prize we are competing for. So it was like very flexible, very nice. So the packaging or the pricing part, really something that I don't know. And just like I mentioned, that it would just be a surprise. I don't know what kind of price it's going to come up.
Okay. And has as participating in this competition taught you anything new about yourself or your business approach to or your approach to business, that is?
Yes, yes. It has taught me something new about myself. And now I'm realizing that the best investment I can ever do for myself is business. is to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
And I've realized that the most of the things that people have money on this, on the earth, are entrepreneurs. And I realized that I need to spend a lot of time investing into myself and investing into business. And working is a good thing, but investing in something, having a product of your own, is something that I learned in this business, and it has really helped me. It's something that even me, I should be able to teach other young people to learn, to know how to do businesses, how to do everything. Just like I mentioned earlier, is that the most difficult thing that we fail to do is to teach others, or to teach even young people, even at family level, to invest into business. Like in the African concept, if you leave your child to run your business, you feel that they are going to destroy your business because you don't trust them. Yeah. But I learned from this business training, I mean the training that we had, the pitch your business competition, that it's very important for everyone, actually, even at household level, to have a business kind of mind. You see, there are people that, as I was learning from this, actually, I started discovering that there are people, families, who are just running business, and it's like an empire. The other generation comes, they take over just like that, just like that. So it's really very important that we invest in business, actually. And we should teach everyone to learn about how to make money. I think even in schools, for me, it suggests that even in schools, we need to teach young African children to learn how to make money. Other subjects are not relevant. We need to learn how to make money in our communities.
Thank you so much, John, and thank you for your time. I really appreciate it, and all the best. Hope you make it to the top six.
Thank you. I don't know how I'm going to celebrate maybe, but I'm really happy, and I'm so glad that I've reached to the final stage. I don't know how many questions you people had, but for me it was a surprise to say next level, just like that. So that really encouraged me to say, so my ideas, what I'm presenting, it seems like it is making sense. But while else, when I was telling my friend, they were telling me that if I had an opportunity to show you the feedbacks I was getting from my friends when I talk about this business idea to them, they were discouraging me to say, but where are you going to get this? But when I presented to you, we're there. I was surprised that I was moving from one stage to the next stage, up to the final stage. For me, it's really a great achievement, and I'm very much happy.
Cool then. God bless.
Thank you very much.
Pitch Your Business is brought to you by I Am Youth, Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit, in partnership with TBN Africa and Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Share the love. Share the truth.
Share the life on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.